Okay, so you're ready to ditch the landlord and finally own your own place. But that down payment feels like a brick wall, right? Well, what if I told you that there are ways to buy a home with little to no money down? Today, we're diving into some seriously eye-opening facts about down payment assistance programs and this game-changing thing called rent reporting, all based on excerpts from How to Buy a Home with No Down Payment. Get ready to have your mind blown.
What's fascinating here is that down payment assistance programs exist in all 50 states. We're not talking about some rare opportunity here. And get this, in many states, the income limits to qualify are way higher than you might think.
Wait, really? So you're telling me you don't have to be a starving artist to get help with a down payment?
Not at all. For example, in Texas and Florida, you could be making up to $120,000 a year and still qualify. California takes it even further, with
Yeah.
income limits up to $300,000. Imagine a family bringing in $250,000 a year. And they can still get assistance. That's a potential game changer for a lot of folks.
That's wild. But why are states so willing to put money towards these programs? It seems almost too good to be true.
Think about it. Homeownership creates stability, both for individuals and for communities. States want to incentivize people to put down roots. And what better way to do that than by helping them achieve the dream of homeownership? Plus, let's be honest, saving for a down payment is a real struggle for a lot of people. Did you know that nearly half of Americans have less than $500 in savings?
Wow. That puts things in perspective. It makes you realize that these programs aren't just handouts. They're really addressing a major need. And then there's the whole generational wealth aspect, homeownership being the number one way families build wealth over time.
Okay, so let's say someone is listening to this and they're like, sign me up. What are the basic requirements to qualify for these down payment assistance programs?
Well, first off, you want to make sure your credit score is in good shape. Most programs look for scores between 620 and 720.
I'm guessing there's a reason those numbers are the sweet spot. Exactly. Lenders use credit scores to assess risk. A score in that range shows you're responsible with credit. But it doesn't have to be perfect. You might be surprised to learn that once you hit a score of around 720, going higher doesn't really impact your interest rate that much.
Interesting. So it's not just about chasing the highest score possible. It's about hitting that target range where lenders feel comfortable. Okay, what else is on the checklist?
You'll generally need to have at least two open credit accounts that have been active for over a year. This shows you've got some experience managing credit. Now, even though these programs are designed to help with a down payment, it's always wise to have a backup plan. Aim to save around 3 to 3.5% of the home's price, just in case.
So it's kind of like having a safety net, even though you might not need it. What about income and employment history? What are lenders looking for there?
They want to see stability. Plain and simple,
Mm-hmm.
aim for a debt-to-income ratio of 43% or lower. That means your total monthly debt payments, including things like student loans and car payments, should be no more than 43% of your gross monthly income.
That makes sense. It shows you can handle your current financial obligations. So they're looking for that consistency in your earnings to feel confident you can handle a mortgage.
Exactly. And speaking of consistency, you'll typically need at least 2 years of steady employment history. Be prepared to provide documentation, things like bank statements, pay stubs, and tax returns. It's all about proving you are who you say you are and that your financial picture is solid.
Sounds like organization is key. Is there anything else people should keep in mind as they explore these programs?
Absolutely. You'll need to get pre-approved for a mortgage from a lender listed on your state's down payment assistance website. Don't be shy about reaching out to multiple lenders and asking about all the programs you might qualify for. And of course, you'll need homeowners insurance and potentially flood insurance if you're in a flood zone. Those are non-negotiables.
Got it. Those are all important details. Now I have to ask about this first-time homebuyer thing. It seems like there's a lot of confusion around what that actually means.
You're right. That term can be misleading. First-time homebuyer doesn't necessarily mean you've never ever owned a home before. The general rule is that you can't have owned a home in the past 3 years.
So you could have owned a home previously and still qualify. Interesting.
Yes. And there are even some exceptions to that 3-year rule. For example, if you're a single parent who previously jointly owned a marital home with a spouse, you might still qualify. Or if you haven't solely owned a primary residence or any investment properties in the past 3 years, you could be eligible.
So there's more flexibility than people might realize. This is incredibly helpful. Now let's switch gears and talk about another potentially powerful tool for aspiring homeowners, rent reporting. What exactly is rent reporting? And why has it become so crucial in the last 5 years?
It's all about getting credit for paying your rent on time, something that wasn't always factored into credit scores. But here's the thing. Changes to loan software in the last few years have made rent reporting a major factor in mortgage approvals. Including your rent payments on your credit report can significantly boost your chances of getting approved for a loan.
So it's like finally getting recognition for being a responsible tenant. That's huge.
Exactly. And get this. In early 2025, the credit score you see on apps like Credit Karma will be the exact same score used for home loans.
Wait, so the score I see on my phone is going to be the one that really matters? That's a big change.
It is. And here's where it gets really interesting. You can report your passive stay rent payments, too. This means you can boost your credit score significantly in a matter of days, not months.
Whoa, that's a game changer. Rent reporting is definitely something everyone listening should be looking into right now. It's a proactive step you can take to move closer to that dream of home ownership.
Absolutely. It's all about taking control of your financial future and building a strong credit profile. And the best part is, it's something you can start doing today.
It really is empowering to think about how much control we have over our financial futures. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. Down payment assistance programs are way more accessible than most people realize. Credit scores are important, but maybe not as all-consuming as we thought. And rent reporting is this hidden gem that can really give you a boost. What else can people do to prepare for this journey toward home ownership?
If we connect this back to the bigger picture, it's all about being proactive and taking those first steps. Start by researching down payment assistance programs in your state. Remember, every state has them. Get familiar with those basic requirements we talked about: credit scores, income, employment history. And don't be afraid to reach out to lenders and housing counselors. There are experts out there who can help guide you through the process and answer your specific questions.
That's such an important point. There are resources available, and you don't have to navigate this alone. I'm curious, from your experience, what are some of the biggest misconceptions people have about buying a home, especially when it comes to down payments?
One of the biggest myths out there is that you absolutely need a 20% down payment to buy a home. That might have been true in the past, but it's not the reality anymore, especially with these assistance programs available. Another misconception is that you need perfect credit to qualify for a mortgage. Remember we talked about that sweet spot between 620 and 720? That's a great starting point. And anything above that doesn't impact your interest rate as much as you might think. Don't let those outdated myths hold you back from exploring your options.
It's so easy to get discouraged by those old school ideas, so I'm glad we're setting the record straight. Yep. Now let's talk about savings. I know it can be tough to put money aside, especially with the cost of living these days. Any tips for people who are trying to save for a down payment?
Consistency is key. Even if you can only save a small amount each month, it all adds up over time. Create a budget, track your expenses, and look for areas where you can cut back. You might be surprised how much you can save by making a few small adjustments to your spending habits.
It's amazing how those small changes can make a big difference over time. What about side hustles? Have you seen people successfully boost their savings that way?
Absolutely. The gig economy is booming, and there are tons of opportunities to earn extra income on the side, whether it's driving for a ride-sharing service, freelancing your skills, or selling crafts online. Every little bit helps you reach your goal faster. It's all about finding something that fits your interests and your schedule.
I love that. It's about getting creative and finding what works for you. Now I want to circle back to rent reporting for a moment, because
okay.
I think it's such a valuable tool, especially with those credit score changes coming in 2025. What are some of the best ways to get started with rent reporting?
There are several reputable companies out there that specialize in rent reporting. Do your research, compare their services and fees, and choose one that aligns with your needs and budget. Some companies even offer a free trial period, so you can test the waters before fully committing.
That's a great tip. It's always smart to shop around and find the best fit. I bet some people are wondering if they can report rent payments themselves. Is that even a possibility?
While it is technically possible to report your rent payments to the credit bureaus yourself, it can be a bit more complicated and time-consuming. Using a rent reporting service often streamlines the process and ensures that your payments are reported accurately and consistently. It takes the guesswork out of it.
So it's all about weighing the convenience factor. Makes sense. You know, we've talked a lot about the practical steps of buying a home, but I think it's important to acknowledge the emotional side of things, too. Buying a home is a huge milestone, and it can be both exciting and overwhelming. Any advice for people who might be feeling a mix of emotions about this process?
It's completely normal to feel a whole range of emotions during this process. Excitement, anxiety, fear, hope. It's all part of the journey. My advice is to take it one step at a time and celebrate each milestone along the way. Don't put too much pressure on yourself to have all the answers right away. And remember, it's okay to ask for support from friends, family, or professionals if you need it. You don't have to go through this alone.
That's such valuable advice. It's easy to get caught up in the logistics and forget about the emotional roller coaster that comes with buying a home. Speaking of support, are there any other resources or organizations you recommend people connect with?
Absolutely. HUD-approved housing counseling agencies are a fantastic resource. They offer free or low-cost guidance on everything, from budgeting and credit repair to understanding different mortgage options and navigating the home buying process. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling is another great organization that can help you improve your credit and achieve your financial goals.
This is a goldmine of information. I love how you're emphasizing that there's a whole network of support out there for people who are ready to take this leap.
Exactly. Homeownership may seem daunting at first, but with the right knowledge and resources, It's an achievable dream for so many people. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. There are people and organizations ready to help you every step of the way.
It's so reassuring to know that there's help available at every step of the home buying journey. I feel like we've really busted some major myths today and uncovered some hidden gems, like those down payment assistance programs and the power of rent reporting. Before we wrap up, I'd love to hear your final thoughts. What's the one key takeaway you want our listeners to walk away with today?
If I could leave you with one thought, it's this. Homeownership might be a lot closer than you think. Don't let the down payment myth hold you back from exploring your options. Take advantage of those assistance programs, harness the potential of rent reporting, and start building your path to homeownership today.
I love that. It's a call to action and a reminder that this dream is within reach for so many people. And remember, this deep dive is just the beginning of your home buying journey. Keep researching, keep learning, and keep those homeownership dreams alive.
Exactly. Knowledge is power. And in the world of home buying, the more you know, the more confident you'll feel throughout the process.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, folks, that wraps up our deep dive into no down payment home buying. We hope you found this episode informative and inspiring. Remember, you've got this. Now go out there and make those homeownership dreams a reality.
Happy house hunting.